with the leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, there's One for the Road, the Tumbling Baddies and Mark McCabe.
And welcome back to Highland's coverage of the 2022 Dual Donegal International Rally. We're back in studio. We've managed to work our way through the traffic as we wrap up all the action from day one. And as we look at the leaderboard, after the opening 79 kilometres over six very competitive stages, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Volkswagen Polo lead by a slender 5.8 seconds from the Citroën C3 of the Welsh visitor, Matt Edwards, alongside his navigator David Moynihan. These two crews have had a huge tussle throughout the day. Callum Devine, well, he won the opening stage by nearly 8 seconds, but really after that there was just point of a second and seconds rather between the two crews. There was nothing in it as they battled it out for the rest of the day, and they're separated now by just 5.8. Let's hear from the leading drivers coming up, Matt Edwards, but first of all, as they return to service after six stages, Chris Ashmore has been speaking to the rally leader, Callum Devine.
Callum Devine, end of the first six stages, you're in the lead, but didn't quite all go according to plan the last three stages.
Everybody wanted to be winning every stage now, to be honest, but no, the pace has been sharp, everybody out there today, and yeah, probably just dropped a wee bit in the last stage, probably set into a new rhythm, just maybe trying to get through the day where we should have probably been a bit more up and go at it. But yeah, look, hey, overall it's been a good day. We're and our championship contenders were a good 30 seconds above them now, so yeah, it's all good.
And the car?
Yeah, the car's feeling okay. Hey, there's no no issues to complain. Obviously, the guys give it a good check over now, and yeah, we'll just give it a check over for the morning again, and I'll go again.
And you're looking a bit stiff getting out there.
I'm getting a bit stiff. There's a couple of big jumps in that first stage out of service there, and yeah, we didn't plan to lift off over them, so yeah, so I prefer it now, but all good.
Yeah, well, Matt is certainly giving you a real run for your money.
Yeah, he is indeed. Sure, that's his job. He's a mentor. He's a teacher of people, so that's his job. Rallying is his life, you know. And three-time British champion. I'm expecting nothing less to be giving me a rattle. So, yeah.
So immediate thoughts at this stage for tomorrow morning.
Sorry?
For tomorrow morning, what are your thoughts? How are you going to approach things?
I'm just going to reset again. I'm going to put the foot down as hard as I can, keep her lit. That's it.
Matt Edwards, end of day one, second place. You were about 8 seconds down the first stage. You've cut the deficit, so you're pretty pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been. I've really enjoyed it. You know, it's been really good to get back in a car, and you know, to be in the fight as well is like. We weren't really expecting it, you know, the amount of time we've been at the car and everything's quite new. It was quite nice to be in and, you know, get that feeling back of, you know, what I've missed the last, what, 8-10 months, however long it's been. But yeah, really happy with how this afternoon's gone as well. So.
And the three stages, did you find a big contrast between them?
Yeah, they were very different. They were a lot drier than we expected. You know, I thought there would still be quite a lot of damp, greasy patches after how wet it was and how muddy it was this morning, but a lot of that dried quite significantly. But I think we managed the tyre well. We only went one step up, but a lot of the lads went, you know, two steps up on compound tyre, and I think we managed it well, and it still gave me a lot of confidence. So yeah, over the moon really, and it's credit to everybody that's, you know, made it all happen. In 2 weeks really, we've gone from, you know, not having a deal to having this, and you know, 5-6 seconds off the lead. So it's, you know, credit to a lot of people involved, obviously, and you know, David's done a great job on the notes. You know, considering we haven't worked together before in a car, it's great. And you know, he said himself at the end, he's missed the buzz of that competition and that sensation in a car. So
really looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, very different stages. So we're having a bit of a chat then about what we're going to do to, you know, sort of try and carry on with the pace that we've had. I think there's work to do, because I'm trying quite hard, and it's not coming easy. Not to say it should come easy, but I think that we need to get the car doing a little bit more to help me, if that makes sense. So everybody's in it to try and make improvements. So that's great. Everybody's doing really well, and grateful for the support.
That's Matt Edwards from Wales, three-time British Rally Champion, speaking to Chris Ashmore as they came back into service before they ended the day. 5.8 seconds is the difference between Edwards and the rally leader Callum Devine. Outside of that, Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble are sitting in third position, 34 seconds down on Devine and 29 seconds behind Edwards and their Volkswagen Polo. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are the championship leaders in the Tarmac Series in their Hyundai i20, fourth overall, another 4 seconds adrift. And although the Welshmen, Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson in the Polo R5 wrap up the top five, 10.9 seconds adrift off Moffat. There's a big battle between the WRC, Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, and Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly. They're separated by just 4.3 seconds. Moffat in sixth and Boyle sits in seventh. Desi Henry and Donegal's Paddy Robinson in a Fiesta R5 wrap up the top eight, a further 17 adrift. And the top nine's wrapped up by Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, leading Class 24. And they lost time today on the second loop. They wrap up the top nine and they are a minute and 43 down on Callum Devine and 21 seconds down on Desi Henry. So that's how the leading pack are sitting, staying with the overall standings, but moving in to the two-wheel drive category. There is, just looking at it, round about 5 seconds or so, just over it, that's separating the top three in Class 14, the modified contenders. 10th overall is Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien. They lead Class 14 by just 1.7 seconds from the similar Darien of James Stafford and Thomas Scanlon. The two Darien cars moving to the front in the modified category in the second loop of the day. The morning loop was being led by Donegal crew Damien Tourish and Donal Michelini. They are now third in Class 14 in their escort and they sit 12 overall, currently 3.6 down on Stafford, who is ahead of them and just over 5 seconds down on the Class 14 leader, Kevin Gallagher. Let's get some reaction now from the top two. The two Darien men coming up, James Stafford, but up first, Chris has been talking to the man that leads the modified category at the end of day one, Kevin Gallagher.
Kevin Gallagher, you must be well pleased at the end of day one, leading Class 14, 10th overall.
Aye, very happy now, with a good day, with no mistakes and everything clean, so can't complain.
Yeah, the Darians really came into their own.
Aye, once it dried up, it suited a bit better. Like, it was very, very cautious in the morning, just it was very, very slippy. Hopefully it should be good, and tomorrow should suit well, suit the car well as the two, so it should be good. Like.
So tell us, how did the second three stages compare with the morning ones?
There's just a lot more grip on them. There still were bad patches now, but you kind of could see most of them, or you had them marked from the previous time, so it was good now.
So there's a real battle out there in Class 14.
I think there are only like a handful of seconds between maybe three of us there, so there are a good few guys very close after that, so it'll be a close battle now tomorrow again, so just get everything sorted and go at it again in the morning.
And just looking at the car, any major work needed?
They're actually changing the timing belt and engine there. They must have went to stone or something through it. They're bad nicking it, so they're getting that sorted there now. But other than that, fine. All good.
So positive frame of mind going into Saturday.
I should be. I'd be happy. Yeah.
James Stafford, a great run for you today. You're hot in the heels of Kevin Gallagher. There's a great battle going on out there.
Yeah, there is. It's enjoyable. Kevin is on a very, very serious base there. In fairness to him, we're trying as hard as we can. I know we're happy enough with the way things are going.
So after the three morning stages, it was quite slippy out there. It has dried up quite a bit.
The first beautiful stage this morning, was very tricky. We knew it was going to be slippery, but it was even slippery now than we thought it was going to be. We had a couple of big enough moments there now, but we were lucky enough we got through it. But the second time round, then it was a lot drier and a lot more grip, so it kind of suited better.
So tomorrow, 8 stages, competition's intense. It's going to be quite a day.
Definitely. It's a long rally still. As regards the national, it's anyone's rally, you know. Mm-hmm. Absolutely anyone's rally, because there's still 10 competitors there, maybe more that could take the win. You know, it's just our plan is just to try and keep going where we're going and see what happens.
That's James Stafford in the Darien second, modified behind Donegal man Kevin Gallagher as they head to the action tomorrow. Just outside of that top 12, we've got David Kelly in the Fiesta at 13, Endo O'Brien in the Polo at 14. 15th is Joseph McGonigal in the R5 Fiesta. Declan Gallagher, the Milkman, in the Start at 16th overall. Ryan Locker in the Escort, 17th. Gary Kiernan in the Escort, 18th. Seamus Leonard in the R5 Fiesta, 19th. And the top 20 is being wrapped up by Daniel McKenna in the Escort. Some of the class leaders at the end of day one: Michael Carbon in the Mitsubishi leads class 20. Brian Brady in a Honda Civic is the leader in class 13. Class 11F has been led by Kevin McLaughlin in the Honda Civic. Connell Higgerty leads class 11R. Further on down the list, the class 12 leaders are Aaron McAvoy in a G3 Escort. Rory McGarity in a Citroen DS3 is the leader in class 22. And Dennis Ferry in the Subaru Impreza leads the way in class 15. Eamon McLaughlin in a Fiesta is the leader in class 10. And we can't forget about class 9. David Gordon in the Rover MGZR is the leader in that class ahead of the action on Saturday. So what's ahead of the competitors on Saturday? As you heard in those interview pieces, there's 8 stages to come tomorrow, and it incorporates Cairn Hill, Fannet Head and Knockalla. The first car due on Cairn Hill tomorrow is at 9:15, with the finish just outside of Milford. It's the big day tomorrow. It's moving day on the Donegal International Rally, but the man at the head of the field who will be the first car on the first stage tomorrow after 9 is Callum Devine. He's a 5.8 advantage over Matt Edwards. We're hoping for more enthralling action on day 2 of the Donegal International Rally tomorrow. And you can, of course, follow all the action right here on Highland On Air and on our website and our social media channels as well. We look forward to day 2.